Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
High-quality seed wheat this fall could help you produce a better wheat crop next June, and Peeper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Peeper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doane's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Peeper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Peeper, 580-541-1949.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the Farm Families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are Rural Oklahoma.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Mike Conaway, continues to talk about wanting to start the markup process for a 2017-2018 farm bill as early as October. Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, who served as House Ag Committee Chairman in the 2014 Farm Bill process, says it would be great to get this thing done this fall, but he says it'll be a heavy lift.
The chairman said that now for a number of weeks, even months, he's very focused. He understands that while a majority of the Farm Bill probably is the same product that we will have in, quote, the next Farm Bill, there are areas like dairy, there are areas like cotton, where we've got issues that have to be addressed. And, Ron, as all of our producers remember from the 2014 Farm Bill, when you made the decision as a crop producer, do you want to do ARC revenue or do you want to do price protection PLC, you locked in for the 5 years. When we do ultimately do the Farm Bill, producers will have a second bite at the apple. Do they want to stay with what they had? Do they want to switch to the other side? So it's really important, and I support Chairman Conaway's efforts to go a year early. It's just with all the things going back on back east at the nation's capital, it may be hard to get enough political oxygen, so to speak, to make something happen.
Yeah, I guess the not just political oxygen, but also money.
Yes, the money issues are in there. We're spending substantially on hurricane relief in Texas, Florida now, places like Puerto Rico. And remember, that's a part of the United States, literally wiped clean almost, it seems. So those are issues out there. And Speaker Ryan is very focused on tax reform, and he would like to reduce rates. Farmers and ranchers, we're business people by anybody's definition. So what the tax rates are, the depreciation schedules, what can you expense, how much can you expense in a given year, those are all really important things to us. So there's a lot of stuff going on, Ron. All at the same time, Chairman Conaway wants to move a markup. But I'm with him. I understand where he's coming from. It just may be hard to get done in 17.
Former House Ag Committee Chairman and still member of that committee here in 2017, Frank Lucas, Oklahoma 3rd District Congressman, one of the staffers that Congressman Lucas brought to the House Agriculture Committee and who remains on the House Agriculture Committee as their chief economist. Dr. Bart Fisher was one of two House Ag Committee staffers, along with one USDA staffer, injured this past Thursday in an accident as Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue and House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway were turned hurricane damage near El Campo, Texas. The three staffers were taken to the hospital in El Campo for observation. We've heard from Bart Fisher, who's a native, of course, of southwestern Oklahoma, a graduate of Oklahoma State University, and he says he's very grateful and thankful that despite a few bumps and bruises and being sore, that he's alive and well after the SUV he was riding in tangled with a semi-tractor trailer. Secretary Perdue, Chairman Conaway were in a separate vehicle. They're okay as well. You've got farm news on Ron. Cattle producers, you don't want to miss Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale Monday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 300 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, 50 registered springbred heifers, 300 springbred heifers, and more will sell. Express Ranch's website's got complete information. Go to expressranches.com. You can check out the sale book, sell videos, and Angus and Hereford bull data. For more information, go to expressranches.com or call 800-664-3977. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.